Hello, I'm Colin. Does your heart sink when you receive a round robin in a Christmas card? Have you ever considered what these family updates really mean? Well, this may interest you. Cunningly concealed within greetings cards, out they come fluttering double-sided sheets of A4, charting all this year's neighbourhood news from the arrival of Keith's new shed to updates on how Jean is getting on with her titanium hip. This much maligned yet still widespread phenomenon took off during the 1980s, when home computers were introduced to the world. Suddenly, every amateur scribe could become a backroom publishing magnate, able to type up an annual family news roundup, printing multiple copies and tucking them inside their Christmas cards. As software and IT skills became more sophisticated, creative types even started incorporating photographs into the text. Up popped pictures of graduation ceremonies, fairy tale weddings, and purple-faced newborn babies. These festive bulletins are then sent out to everyone on the Christmas card list, ranging from cousins or close friends who have moved abroad to total strangers met briefly on holiday or at a conference. But as the content of the average round-robin letter is narrow in scope, they often read like a blend of faux-casual bragging about holidays, home improvements, and career success, seasoned with minutiae involving pets, neighbourly disputes, and physical ailments. Not forgetting a generous dollop of showing off about high-achieving children and darling grandchildren, in whom, if we're honest, nobody outside the family is terribly interested. Yes, the round robin will soon come bob, bob, bobbing along your garden path in the postman's bag. But don't despair, because as seasoned seasonal bulletin receivers will know, there's often more to these news blasts than meets the eye. Guessing the truth behind the upbeat tone and unsubtle boasting can take the fun of receiving a round robin to a whole new level. Here's a translation guide to things that people write in their round robin letters and what they really mean. Dear friend, dear person I met once many moons ago who will now receive these updates for the rest of eternity. Ben's having a great time at university and made lots of friends. We haven't heard from Ben since we dropped him off at his halls of residence in September. The garden is looking beautiful. The garden is looking better than John and Alison's next door. We were lucky enough to receive a windfall from a distant aunt. We were hoping she'd leave us more, to be honest. Caro has taken to motherhood effortlessly. Caro has turned into a zombie who self-medicates with Sauvignon Blanc on the stroke of 6 p.m. The grandchildren are doing well at school. The grandchildren are utterly average in their abilities. We had an idyllic holiday in the Seychelles, 2 weeks of blissful relaxation. I was so bored. We're already looking forward to next year's holiday. We wanted to show off about that too. Joshy the Labrador is getting old now, but he's still full of life. Joshy the Labrador sleeps most of the day and is beginning to smell. We're hoping to take a cruise. We've got nothing left to say to each other, so we want to start mingling with total strangers. Sophie's A-level results were a source of pride. We paid for Sophie to have extra tuition after she fell in with a bad crowd and began binge drinking in the park. Lotta won a medal at the school sports day. Lotta attends one of those schools where they don't believe in competitive sport, so everyone gets a medal. We had a glorious golden wedding anniversary celebration. You weren't invited. The new conservatory is a fabulous addition. It's ice cold in winter, sweltering in summer, takes all of the kitchen's light, but it cost a bomb, so we're pretending to like it. Sebastian has travelled extensively on his gap year, most recently in India. Sebastian is a work-shy embarrassman who's smoking something illegal on a beach in Goa. Our new next-door neighbours are quite the characters. We're in a bitter dispute over their loud parties and outdoor hot tub. Amelia managed 4 A's and 3 A stars in her GCSEs, though she was disappointed by the C in biology. Amelia's pushy parents were disappointed by the C in biology because they wanted her to be a surgeon. Enclosed are some photos of our safari trip in Kenya. Enclosed are some photos lifted off the internet because all of ours were blurry. I'm keeping busy with charity work. Mary is organising tea and cake sessions with her friends. Our much-loved cat, Mr. Snuggles, sadly passed away, but the grandchildren helped us hold a sweet funeral service in the garden. The vet's bill for cremation would have been extortionate. Hope you and yours are well. I can't remember your children's names. We must catch up next year. We'll never see each other again.